The wet hair sizzled alarmingly as the tongs took hold, and the air quickly became sour with a scent like that of burning feathers. The heat of the iron close to Francis's scalp was blistering, insane. Lillian, however, pressed on without a word, making her way along one length of hair and then another, regularly stepping back to survey her handiwork, every so often returning to the stove to reheat the iron. She never once caught Francis's eye as she was doing it, and she never lost her flaming colour. Francis sat as sweating and as miserable as if she were in the dentist's chair. At last, the ordeal came to an end. Lillian spent another minute or two making adjustments with the comb. Then she fetched her husband's shaving glass from the shelf above the sink and put it into Francis's hands. "Well?" she asked quietly. "Do you like it?" The sight of her own reflection took Francis aback. The hair was heart-stoppingly short, the waves so wonderfully well done that she struggled to recognise herself. She turned and tilted her head. "I might be someone else completely. It makes you look awfully modern and chic." "Chic?" Somehow Lillian blushed even harder. "Chic. It shows off the nice bones in your face." And after all, perhaps it did, for the blunt bottom edge of the haircut drew attention to the line of her jaw, and Christine had always used to say that Frances's jaw was her best feature. But she couldn't enjoy it. She couldn't relax. Lillian took away the mirror and began to gather together the hair that had collected on the newspaper. It looked revolting, heaped there like that, like a bit of stuffing from the inside of an armchair. Frances rose and did her best to help. They made a bulky packet of it and stuffed the packet into the bin.